Let us pray. Let us begin in silence as we bring our hearts and center them before our God. Father, we come to you now. We come to you now. With a handful of blessings and a handful of concerns. And Father, with hands full of both, we can't receive anything else. So let us give them to you, that we may receive anew from you. And Father, for the many praises within our group, and Father, there are many more that maybe are just silently there, that we're grateful and just want to be private about that. Thank you. And for the concerns, so many. So many. Father, it reminds me of the song, "Oh, the Troubles I've Seen." The troubles you must see. For each one of these needs, cares, and concerns does not go unnoticed by you. You love each and every one of us, whether we love you back, whether we accept your son, you still love us. We're yours. We're your children. We may be wayward children. We may be the children who have gone into a faraway land and turned our back on you. But you still look for us. You still long for us to return to you. You still love us, each and every one. So, Father, we know that as you love us, you will offer the comfort, the strength, and the peace, if we'll take it, if we'll reach out for it, if we'll hold on to it. And Father, we know you'll answer our prayers if we'll lift them up. For you're an awesome God. And you're a good God, a loving God, and a kind God. But there is evil in the world. There is pain and suffering. But you're trying to love us through it. Give us strength. So for all the needs that we've lifted up today, Father, we just pray your power, your presence, and your peace to be in it. That your son be proclaimed, and that people would turn to you for strength and hope. That isn't limited, but that is unlimited. Father, we maybe need to notice a little bit more of what's going on around us. Maybe we haven't noticed how really bad the droughts are. To pray for gentle rains, quenching rains, for those who fight the fires, for those who try to survive. And Father, for the other needs around our country, to comfort those who are suffering in loss, for a young man whose high school career and the rest of his life came to an end in a moment of time. Father, today we ask that you comfort and strengthen his family and let them know your peace and presence. For many other needs that were not spoken today, Father, we just lift them to you. We lift our church, our community, our nation and nations around the world before you, that there would be peace on this Veterans Day, the end of the war to end all wars. We know that didn't happen. The resources of lives, the breakups of families because of it, the separation of nations. May we hearken to the words of the prophet Isaiah that we would come to the mountain of God and learn war no more. And Father, let us thank you and praise you that you hear us when we pray. And now may you hear us together as we praise you, taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.